1. Hugo Duchon lifted his hands to shield his face. The blows had begun in his stomach, but were moving upwards and coming in rapid succession, like clenched fists smashing against a punching ball. "Fight back, you sissy," the boy hissed, covering the backs of Hugo's hands in spit. Hugo was sure he did not even know the boy's name. Not that it mattered. Random Bully Numero was as good a name as any. They all looked the same, spouted the same sort of violence, eyes dark and pinpointed, flecked with the red of rage. "Fight back, you sissy," the boy replied, filling his throat with phlegm and launching it onto Hugo's forehead and hair. "Make this fun for me, or I swear I'll make it worse for you." "Fight back." The words bounced around Hugo's skull as he pulled his knees upwards. "Fight back." The words were not his, and the voice he heard was not his own. It belonged to his father, Pierre Duchon. "You won't embarrass me, boy." It was because the words were not Hugo's own. He found himself unable to act upon them. "The problem isn't mine," he thought to himself, "and you won't make it mine. None of you will." The pain was coursing through his body now, which he knew was a good thing. It meant the attack would end soon. The bully would either get bored, or a teacher would appear, yelling at the other boy and scrambling to pull him off Hugo's rigid body. "Alain, get your damn hands off of him." The voice was soft, but it had a force to it, Hugo realized. But it was not a teacher. The blow stopped, and Hugo could hear the scraping of feet and the angry voice of his attacker, who he now knew to be called Alain, shouting his protests. "Get your hands off me, Joseph, or so help me Dieu, I'll give you a bit of what Sissi is getting." Joseph. Joseph Levy. Hugo did not need to open his eyes to see him. The golden brown curls falling over his ears, eyes the same color, wide and keen, watching the world in front of him burning with interest and curiosity. The long, gangly limbs not yet quite grown into the shape of approaching adulthood, and the heart-shaped birthmark on a smooth neck. Hugo suddenly yearned for the blows to begin again, to smash the sissiness out of him. He did not want to feel like he did. He wanted to be free of it. "Give me your hand," Joseph commanded. Hugo tried to open his eyes, but only one would. The lid of the right eye seemed to be stuck, telling Hugo he was most likely going to have to go to the school nurse. It would almost certainly mean Pierre would have to be called, no matter how much Hugo protested. It always ended the same way. Pierre would say he was away on business, and Hugo was currently, temporarily, staying with his grand-mère, Madeleine Duchon. Hugo was not sure how it could be temporary, because he had been staying in Madeleine Duchon's townhouse for several years already, ever since... Hugo felt his body being pulled upwards, the tensing of Joseph Levy's hands showing a strength unusual in a 15-year-old boy. "You are going to need to see the nurse," Joseph said. Hugo tried to focus on him through his bloodied eyes. He shook his head, wincing from the pain. "I'm fine," he said, spitting blood through a loose tooth. He did not care about the pain. He just could not face the disappointed, heavy silence which would pass between him and his father on the telephone. "Fight back!"